Parkinson's is one of the hardest neurological diseases to treat. There's no cure, and it's very difficult to diagnose, particularly in its early stages. Part of the reason is that blood tests don't reveal whether you have it or not. Well, that may be about to change in a shockingly easy way, and it could start by placing a phone call and saying,
Hello, welcome to the Parkinson's Voice Initiative. We record your voice for clinical research.
We play to them various prompts. It tells them exactly what to do. In particular, the primary thing that we're looking for is for them to just say, for as long as they can.
That's Max Little, head of the Parkinson's Voice Initiative. He's created an algorithm that could determine whether or not a person has Parkinson's just by the sound of their voice. Max Little is an applied mathematician, and a few years ago, a researcher from Intel Corporation, which pours millions of dollars into Parkinson's research, approached him, and here's what happened next.
And they asked me, can your algorithm separate out those who have Parkinson's from those who don't? And so we tried it out, and we were able to separate healthy controls from Parkinson's disease patients to 86% accuracy, and that's when we thought, okay, we've got something here.
How accurate is the algorithm now?
So we know that we can detect whether somebody has a disease or not to 99% accuracy.
99%?
That's right, yeah.
So tell me, how does your algorithm work?
There are three sort of clusters of symptoms that we're looking at. The first group are to do with vocal fold tremors. So this is looking for tremor in the way that your vowel sounds are produced, for example. The second type of cluster of indicators that we're looking for are to do with breathiness and weakness. The third kind of indicator that we're looking for, and this is relatively new actually in the literature, it's a new indicator, and that is to do with the way in which your jaw or your lips, your tongue, will slightly fluctuate during speech. And that turns out to be a very important indicator as well. But that's a very recent finding, actually.
So, Max, you have decided to create a database of voices, people with and without Parkinson's, in order to presumably to improve the rate at which you can figure out whether a person has Parkinson's based on their voice. Let's listen to one of those voices. This is a person without Parkinson's, and they're just saying, ah. Okay, let's now hear somebody who has Parkinson's doing the same thing. Oh yeah, you can definitely hear that difference.
Right.
Explain what we're hearing here.
So this is really interesting. This person has quite obvious vocal fold tremor. Mm. It's the first of the three clusters of indicators that I pointed out. There is also an element of weakness and a certain amount of breathiness in their voice. That's also typical. So you can see two classical indicators of these symptoms occurring in this case.
Do you think there's any link between diagnosing Parkinson's through this voice technology and getting closer to curing it?
Well, this, of course, is very exciting. There's some evidence, admittedly weak, that voice disturbances may well be one of the first or early indicators of the disease. Now, if that is true, that means that if we can actually get to the population and record a large number of voices, we might have the opportunity to detect those people who could benefit from neuroprotective treatments. That is basically to look for cures. Because, of course, the problem with Parkinson's disease is that by the time it's being diagnosed, the damage is irreparable. So if voice, and I say it's a big if because we don't know this for sure, but it's a very tantalizing possibility. If voice is one of the early indicators of the disease, then we have a very cheap way for looking for those who are susceptible in the population. And we can target neuroprotective treatments at them to see whether they respond or not.
That's Max Little. He's a postdoctoral research fellow at MIT and the head of the Parkinson's Voice Initiative. If you want to find out how you can add your voice to the project, go to www.parkinsonsvoice.org. Max Little, thanks.
You're welcome.